We're with North Dakota Winter Show Manager Brandy Moore, and it's been a few years due to COVID, but the annual meeting was back, and it seems like people are pretty enthused about what's happened the last couple of years of the winter show.
Steve, it's been a good night. We had a good turnout. First annual meeting coming back in a few years, so we were happy to be here at the Eagles.
Tell us what you're most excited about as you head into another season. I know we've got North Star Classic and the Winter Show, and I know you were talking about vendors. You've got some changes going in the kitchen. Tell us about some of that.
Oh, I do. We're doing some remodeling. Our kitchen is really, really old and outdated, so we're going to take the kitchen out and enlarge the pub so that we can have some more music, gaming. The pub is a great location for everyone to kind of gather together throughout the winter show at different times. Taking out some of the rodeo. We're not going to have quite as much rodeo this year. We're going to have more livestock shows. I've got a great new bit of entertainment coming in. I'm not going to talk too much about that yet. That's a bit of a surprise. So we've got some fun things going on. And yep, we are coming into North Star Classic. That cattle show is going to be huge this year with the Cattlemen's Ball happening on December 2nd. So see a board member or a livestock committee member and get your Cattlemen's Ball ticket for that meal and auction.
You're talking about less rodeo, but you still have the same number of PRC events for the winter show. When you say less, are you talking about something else? Or?
Yep. In the past years, we have had a ranch rodeo, PRCA rodeo, then we did a Battle of the Border with the youth from surrounding states, and an NDRA rodeo on Sunday. I am not doing that Battle of the Border just because the whole concept behind that's kind of fallen apart in getting those kids to come from Minnesota and South Dakota. So instead, on Saturday morning, instead of having Battle of the Border, I'm going to have a livestock show. We'll have a junior livestock show. On Sunday afternoon, the past few years, we've had an NDRA rodeo, which is the local North Dakota Rodeo Association. I'm just not going to do that. We're going to make our bid call contest and the auctioneers contest bigger. That'll be in the main arena, and we're going to sell some live animals during that.
Oh, that's great. And of course, the king of the auctioneer is still famous.
Absolutely. Yep. That is a great thing that we've got going on, that bid call contest and the king of the sale ring. And like I said, if we can just incorporate live animals this year for that, we'll get more contestants for that auctioneer's contest. But of course, we have our PRCA rodeo. We'll have three performances of that. That is sold out every performance. We've already got people calling wanting tickets for that. And that's, of course, my baby and I love it, but we're going to build all around it too.
And the food court has been second to none over the last few years. Bigger and better again as we get into the next food court?
I think we will be. You know, we had a great group of food vendors this past year, or it was actually this year in 22, and we've already got them calling, wanting to come back. A lot of vendors from the food vendors and the other exhibitors, they filled out their exhibitor packets before they ever left my 2022 show. So they're ready. They're coming back in 23, so it'll be fun.
That's great. And then the dates of this year's North Dakota Winter Show?
The dates this year are Tuesday the 7th through Sunday the 12th. And the only thing that happens on Tuesday the 7th is our chili cook-off that night. It'll be our second annual winter show chili cook-off and ice cream social. So vendors are all moving in. None of that will be open on Tuesday the 7th. But that evening, we will have our big community chili cook-off. So that'll be fun.
Okay, and then, of course, there's going to be a concert, an announcement for that, the weekend before, right?
That's correct. So on Saturday night, we'll have our big kickoff concert that we work with the radio station on, so that'll be a lot of fun. That announcement will be coming soon.
All right, there's Brandy Moore from the North Dakota Winter Show, our guest here on Voice of the Valley.